Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I love my husband very much, and I want to make love to him, but I don't get very excited down there when we have foreplay, and he rubs my clitoris and licks my vagina, like my friends say they do. I don't get wet, and I don't have an orgasm, but we want to have a baby. Well, what can I do to correct this?
It may be helpful to know that not all women feel sexually excited from having their clitoris rubbed or their vaginal entrance licked. Some women feel excited and lubricate when they engage in those behaviors. Others do not. That doesn't mean that you won't feel physically excited by other types of sex or touch, though. It also doesn't mean that you can't have a baby. A woman may become pregnant whether or not she lubricates or has an orgasm during sex. Your level of sexual excitement has nothing to do with your ability to become pregnant, unless you're avoiding sex because it's not exciting. However, if you have concerns about your fertility or questions about how to improve your chances of becoming pregnant, check in with a gynecologist or your primary health care provider. I would encourage you and your partner to explore your sexuality in a broader, more expansive way and to pay attention to your emotional experience of sex and not just your physical sensations. How does it feel when your husband touches your breasts, your inner thighs, or when he massages your back? How do you feel when you touch him on different parts of his body? You may find it pleasurable or informative to experience different types of touch together. Rubbing each other's bodies with a massage cream or a lotion can feel very different, sensually speaking, than rubbing each other with dry hands. Using a slow rhythm can feel different than a quick rhythm. There are also clear differences between being touched or licked in ways that are gentle versus ways that are firm. As you two explore, you may find that you do enjoy being stimulated on your clitoris or around your vaginal entrance, but that you prefer different types of touch or licks than you've previously been exploring. Or you may find that you don't respond to genital stimulation as greatly as you respond to breast stimulation or to lots and lots of kissing. That's okay. All women have different experiences from each other. To learn more about exploring each other's bodies, as well as enhancing emotional intimacy in ways that will promote more pleasurable sex for you, check out Because It Feels Good, A Woman's Guide to Sexual Pleasure and Satisfaction, or For Each Other, Sharing Sexual Intimacy. Learn more about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.